So if you ask Melissa McCarthy what characters she loves, she's got a pretty quick answer.
Characters outside of myself only interest me. Like if someone's like, oh, we really want it to be almost you playing you, I'd be like, it would just lock me up. I would have no idea. I'm like, I'm incredibly uninteresting.
And all of this might explain why she was drawn to this character.
It's enough for today. Spicy's gonna go bye-bye right now. I need a big boy nap. And I will be woken up exactly 1 minute before tomorrow's press concert and live from New York. It's Saturday night.
That is, of course, McCarthy on Saturday Night Live playing former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, a role she said she never needs to revive.
I think we've had enough.
It was a moment.
It was a moment. It was a moment, and hopefully not a moment we will revisit with him.
Of course, Sean Spicer does have one thing in common with McCarthy's latest character. They are both real people. In the film Can You Ever Forgive Me, she plays the late writer Lee Israel. Israel wrote some successful biographies, but her books stopped selling in the early 90s, and she couldn't keep a job. Maybe her friends believed it was because she was so prickly and eccentric. But she had made a new friend, a swinger named Jack Hock, and over bourbon, Lee Israel told him about her latest scheme.
I'm embellishing documents, if you will.
Are you forging checks?
No. Literary letters by prominent writers.
Not checks, not money, just letters.
You're not understanding the world of elite, collectible, literary artifacts.
I suppose not.
Now, Jack Hock was maybe the only person in the world who got Lee Israel. And their relationship, two lonely souls finding one another in New York City, is so much a part of this movie. Now, Melissa McCarthy never met the real Lee Israel. In researching her, she came to love her.
Even after she was caught and convicted, I love that she would not take back the work. Said, you know, this may not have been the right thing to do, but that work was good. My work was good, and I won't negate that. And there's something so independent about that that I think that's, I don't know, it made me love her.
Lee Israel died in 2014, and she left behind almost no photographs. And so Melissa McCarthy had to rely on stories from people who knew Israel, like actress Jane Curtin.
She was at a book party in Manhattan with her husband, and someone just kind of came in the door and, like, it was, she said it was just this, like, disruption, not necessarily noise, but just, like muttering and just, she's like, almost just energy-wise of people kind of clearing and moving and interrupting conversations, and went through, got some food, got a couple, like, pounded a couple drinks and, like, went right back out the door.
Jane Curtin was describing this to you.
And she said it was Lee. She goes, because once she left, she turned to either her husband or somebody at the party and said, who the hell was that?
Melissa McCarthy said she had a lot of fun becoming a character who breaks the law, but who you really want to root for.
So many of my characters have been very, like, energy out. They're the ones that kind of knock the room down. But Lee really directed it all to the interior. I kept thinking Lee was an armadillo. Like, she was always kind of putting on armor to protect herself and to be a little bit more invisible.
It seemed like New York becomes such a character.
Oh,
I mean, I just think about your apartment and the gritty streets and the angry but lovable superintendent in your building and the bars and the diners. Like, was that important? And did you play a role in creating that New York around you?
No, Mari did such an amazing job.
This is Marielle, the director,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Marielle Heller, who's awesome. I mean, for someone who was there, and that's, like, such a part of who I am today because of that New York, and other people that I know were in New York City that have seen the movie so far, it's like we all felt, like, I got really kind of overwhelmed one night. We were just out on a street shooting something where I was, like, just walking along about to go down the subway, and everything about it of, like, no one with cell phones, the block, you know, trying to find New York to look like that now is really difficult. So she would find these little slivers of different neighborhoods where she's like, it is untouched. It hasn't been, you know, cleaned up and prettied. It looks like it really did. And we would go to these places, and I was just like, I feel like you gave me back this, like, magic time in my life. And I've talked to a lot of people that are like, it gave us back our New York that we had.
Is there a Jack Hock you remember in your life? Like, did you connect to this character in a way that reminds you of anyone?
I did. I mean, almost all of my friends in New York City were kind of fantastic gay fellas. And in that time, it was like so many people I knew had come from smaller towns where they could not be who they were. They didn't feel safe. They didn't feel comfortable. They couldn't tell their families. So I had so many friends that were kind of like experimenting and trying to figure out, like, who were they and what does it mean to suddenly be 20 and in New York City and out? As tricky as things still are, in 1990, you know, that was a long way from what it is today. And that plus, you know, the AIDS epidemic that we see Jack struggle with at the end is like, it was just such a part of that city. It was such a conflicting part of, you're finally here, you're out, you can be and do whatever you want. And then at the same time, this crisis of like, except it's like killing all of these men.
Did you learn anything about yourself in this role and in this film?
I think for me, it made me really try to remember more, like to look up and see people. Here's this amazing, ridiculously talented, interesting, difficult, fascinating woman, and most people passed her by on the street and she was invisible. So I do feel like I look differently as I'm passing people, and I think, what is your story? Or what are you amazing at? Like, who loves you? Who do you love? What do you miss? What breaks your heart? Like, I try to, like, I don't know if it sounds strange, but make more eye contact. And I do really think that there is an effect of, if one person really looks at you in a day, that can change the whole trajectory of your day. And then maybe your week, and maybe you look at one other person and connect that you're humans. And to have someone know they've been seen, I think can do a lot more than I had remembered it can.
That was Melissa McCarthy. Her new movie is called Can You Ever Forgive Me?